Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Mazeroski and Joe Beamer here on WBEN. Hopefully everyone's having a good morning start to your day. This is the weather, Joe. I love it. What's going on right now?
Yesterday?
Perfect weather. I mean, it'll get a little bit warmer today. Today should be nice, too. Actually, today, this afternoon.
Yeah.
This is it.
That's your strike.
65.
Wheelhouse. Yeah.
Oh, the sun out. That's it.
Yesterday was great sleeping weather. Like, if I had nothing to do, I could have slept all day.
Exactly. Yeah. It's great sleeping weather. It's great doing anything weather. You can go outside. You're not... It's perfect weather all day. There's a reason I don't live in Arizona or Florida or, you know, Brazil or whatever. This is it. Like, this is what we want in Buffalo. Speaking for myself. I don't want to hear everybody saying how, you know, dreary, it's not that great outside yesterday. It was perfect.
Yeah, I would like a little more sunshine, you know, a little more vitamin
today,
D.
Today's the day.
I think, you know, as Joe Nichols said, I think sunny and 75 is perfect.
We'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be tomorrow. Sunny and 75.
I'll tell you.
Eh, 70, okay.
I'll tell you. I hope you're prepared for Vegas, where it was 110 over the weekend. And you'll be there in just a few weeks.
To dry heat.
I know. I believe
it's what I've been told.
No, it is. I mean, I've walked up and down the strip when it was in the hundreds. But
no, I've thought about that. What was the day it was really warm? Like last week or so, I was cutting the lawn and it was warm. It was like 80 degrees. And I'm just like, I'm going to die when I'm...
Get a bucket of beers and hang by the pool.
Yeah, I don't think that's what you're supposed to do. Hydrate, right? Not dehydrate yourself. Oh. Isn't that the idea?
They have a lot of signs that just point to the bar.
I don't know. But I don't know. Today, perfect weather day. Yeah. Loving it outside in Western New York. It's a great one. Joe, earlier this morning, I was checking off some of the stories, running through what was going on. I didn't realize that Roger Daltrey was in the news. I should have. He's performing right across the border in Niagara Falls this weekend.
Oh, good.
Part of his tour. He's got his own tour going out. He's been giving interviews. Roger Daltrey, the famed front man of The Who. I was reading one of them. I want to read just some of the quotes he had. He was talking to Billboard. It makes me want to go see Roger Daltrey this weekend. He said a few things that I thought were great. He said, I'm not going to talk about the songs. He did say there's one song he's going to do, of course. Won't Get Fooled Again. He does that song. But this is the quote. I'm not going to do the screen. I'm going to let the bleeping audience do the scream. I've done that scream for 55 years. I've had enough of it. I don't even want to try it now. It's brutal on the vocal cords. They can do the scream. I'll do everything else. At the age of 80, I think I deserve it.
I think he's right.
I love it. I think he's absolutely right. Joe, the scream in that song... It hurts my head to even think about attempting it. I can't imagine at 80 years old, having done it night in, night out for so many years, that you'd be up for it at all.
But can I tell you this? If I'm in that crowd, I'm joining in.
Well, yeah. can do that. This is what you said. You can do the scream.
Yeah.
You don't need to hear me. Quite frankly, I don't think I want to hear you do the scream. 80 years old?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I get it.
It's not going to sound... like what you're used to.
Well, nothing is.
It's not going to sound like a recording. It's going to have something like that. You can do the scream. But aside from that song, he said, I don't want to talk about songs. I want to know what you think about this. He said, too many people reveal songs. There's no surprises left in concerts these days. because everybody wants to see the set list.
Yep.
I'm bleeping sick of it. The internet's ruined live shows for me. Who wants to know what's coming next? People forget about surprises. I can't stand it. Roger Daltrey is 80 years old and just doesn't care anymore. He's going all out. He's saying what he means.
But he's right. And, you know, I hate myself for a lot of reasons. But I hate myself because I am one of these people. I'll look at the set list and then I'll say, why did I do that? I want some mystery in the show. But yet, you know, right before the show, I'm reading down the set list. Okay, what songs are in a row? And then, like, there's no surprise. That was the cool thing about Luke Combs. No set list. Right? He did a different set list Friday, different set list than Saturday. Some songs from Friday he didn't play on Saturday. That was awesome.
I never want to look at the set list. I'm going to look at the set list after to make sure I remember everything.
Okay.
I don't want to see... I'm totally in agreement here. The surprise, that's like the best part of it.
Yeah.
When something surprises you, you weren't expecting to hear, you go, oh yeah, like that's great. I don't want to know all the beats to the show because then what's the point of going?
Yeah. It's no fun.
Might as well listen to the record.
Put some live videos on the TV.
Yeah. But I kind of like what he's saying there. Has the internet ruined live shows? I mean, that's like another step. That's not just, I don't like that people know what's coming next. He's putting a big firm stance on that.
I don't think it has. Like, I love going to a live concert. Like, I don't think anything beats it. Even though looking back, like, old concerts from 20, 30 years ago on YouTube's fun, it doesn't beat being in the crowd. Like, I love being in the crowd.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's ruined live shows. It's made them worse. The set list thing that he's talking about, everybody filming everything on their phones.
Yeah.
I love the argument that people have. You know, you'll never go back and watch that or listen to that. It's not about that. People are putting it online to show, hey, guys, I'm out here having fun. I don't care. I'll just go. I don't really care what you're doing. But two, I always assumed you were having a good time. You know, I don't need to see it. No one really cares. But it's posted to social media. You have so many people doing that. In every single concert you go to.
Yeah. When I have too much to drink, I'm guilty of doing that. And it's not only is it annoying the video, like I look back the next morning and go, oh, I'm such a loser.
Is there but a rule it's for
me,
that?
It's me singing in the background of the video too. It's like, why did I think
this was people definitely don't want to see
it. Yeah, it's like, why did I think this was a good idea? It's just me with a few too many drinks singing into a video.
Videos should be banned. We're going to talk about something phone-related here, too, that like maybe the technology is actually there. If you're in a concert venue where the phone would automatically take away the recorded video feature.
I like that. I mean, and you know, you'd already have that in sports venues because I think we should do that as well.
Oh, yeah, that's just as irritating. That's even more like inexplicable of why you're there. I don't get it.
Yeah.
It's on TV. You can see the replay whenever you want in crystal clear HD, sometimes even better than that, 18K or whatever the next thing is. But taking a picture, I think is fine. Everyone likes to have a picture.
Yeah,
this is what it looked like when they were there.
If I was at the Panthers game yesterday, hey, look, I was right next to Ariana Grande.
Yeah, like at a concert too.
Yes.
You know, a picture, that's fine.
Look how good my seats are.
But the other thing about taking a picture is, boom. You know, it takes 2 seconds
back
to take
in
a
your
picture.
Pocket.
And then it goes back in your pocket.
Yep.
A video, now that you're holding the phone up and now you got this thing that's up there, it's ruined that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I'll give another one with this. You said the internet's ruined live shows. I feel bad for anyone on the bill lower than the headliner or the, you know, opening act. Nobody's paying attention.
No.
You go to all these places, like hardly anybody is paying attention. Everyone's just on their phone scrolling through, doing whatever.
Yep.
Nobody's paying attention unless you get to the headliner. And then even in between sets, like nobody is... No, forget talking to people. You don't need to talk to anybody if you don't want to. But like nobody's just enjoying hanging out, listening to whatever music they're playing there. It's just, scroll through.
That goes far past concerts, though, too. Like... The hello, good morning has completely left people because they're just looking down, walking. This morning, just walking on their phone, looking like, hey, how's it going? Do, 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 do. Okay. I mean, maybe people just hate me. I don't know. But it's it's annoying at concerts, and you see it in everyday life, just using the phone to avoid talking to people. And, you know, Brian, you talk about the early openers for shows. I mean, back in the day, you'd get there at the time on the ticket because you had no idea when the show would start. Now, I was at the concert last night, and so-and-so didn't hit the stage till 7:45. So now you have people just not even coming into the venue until either the opener or the headliner, whoever they're excited to see, comes on the stage.
Yeah, well, that's to it. But anyways, we started talking about Daltrey because we were talking this morning. He is quoted in another story about saying that he takes performing with The Who really seriously. There's a history to maintain. When he does his own show, he says he could have a good time doing whatever he wants, which might be a good or bad thing if you're thinking about seeing him this weekend. Anyways, and then I said Daltrey is 80 years old.
Yep.
And you said what?
Good for him.
Yeah. And my immediate reaction was, all right, hang on. So Roger Daltrey, 80 years old. I haven't looked up ticket prices. I'm going to guess $75.
I think that's lowballing.
You do?
Yeah.
But let's say $75. I'm sure you'll have it in a second. But $75 to go see Roger Daltrey, 80 years old, he's going to put on a show. I almost want to say attempt to put on a show. Because when you're 80 years old, you're already resigned to not doing the scream, I won't get fooled again. Like, what other notes can't you hit at 80 years old? And so I say he's going to be, he's on tour, and you said good for him.
Good for him.
And so,
Same with Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson's in his 90s.
No one says that about the president, though. Biden's 80, you know, no one says, good for him. Look at him still working. People say that about everyone. You know, you see an old guy at the deli counter at the grocery store. Hey, good for you. You want to, you know, do some things to pass the time. No one says that about the president.
It's a little different.
Is it?
Number one, I'm not sure that Joe Biden could actually tour. Number two, it is different. And again, we have two old guys running for president. So I'm not pretending that the other two choices aren't also up there in age. But it's different. It's like the person, maybe your whole life you worked. Well, this is a bad example because Warren Buffett still works in finances. He's in his 90s. And I say the same thing. Good for him.
Works.
Yeah. He was just at a, did you see the video? He was at a conference, and it's a conference he does every year, and he then throws it to his
the people who do
sidekick,
the work.
His sidekick, who was older than him. He died, and at the conference, he still said the guy's name, goes, oh, I'm sorry, I'm so used to doing it.
Yeah.
But there's a difference of being the president, or even we have numerous members of Senate who are in their late 80s, Congress. There's a difference between, you know, having the nuclear codes and, you know what? I'm not screaming this weekend.
Is there?
Yes. Yes, there is.
In North Dakota, the age debate is playing out. Should age matter? Voters today are set to weigh in. If a ballot measure is approved, it would amend the state's constitution, barring candidates for running for Congress if they would turn 81 or older by the end of the year before their term ends. It's a little convoluted, but basically, you can't be 80 and in Congress. That's what they said.
I'm all for it.
I think things like that have support.
And by the way, don't call me an ageist, because we have a minimum age. I think it just makes sense to have a maximum age.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't run for Congress when you're 15. I mean, there's a minimum age. I think there should be a maximum.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
What is the good for you line, though? And what I'm kind of getting at is, all right, so we'll say Roger Daltrey's on the stage. You said good for him.
Yeah.
You know, the president takes the stage. No one's saying good for him. But like, where? What are the jobs where it's like good for him? And then what are the things? Because I have a different view on Roger Daltrey. I mean, after reading these quotes of him,
yeah,
I kind of really like him. Like, he sounds like a guy who, like, he knows what he's doing, he knows what he wants to do, and I actually might want to see him. You know, if I could this week or any time. He sounds like he knows how to put on a good show. I'm sure he does. He's got a lot of experience. But when I hear 80 years old Roger Daltrey on stage, I'm not saying good for him. I'm more apt to say, hang it up. More likely than not, you don't have it anymore.
But I don't feel comfortable saying that without seeing the show. I mean, there is a difference. Some people in their 80s.
Some can surprise you.
Tony Bennett sounded great in his 90s, right? That's different. He can still perform in his 90s.
Can he, though?
I think Tony Bennett put out a Christmas album.
I see the... listen, I've seen the posters. All of them. They make the rounds. Tony Bennett's done touring. I'm pretty sure.
He passed away.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
So. Well, he's definitely done. Tom Jones, Wayne Newton, Barry Manilow. You know, all these... You see all the posters. They're all out doing their thing.
Yeah.
I don't see a single one of those posters and go, hey, good for him. I see, you know, give it a rest.
I mean, but if they can still, because there are...
It's people's prerogative to spend the money on it. I kind of think you're robbing people at some point.
Yeah, but if you... I look at it just a little different, because there are people out there that I wish I could see in concert, right? I wish I'd seen Jimmy Buffett before he passed away. There are... I'd love to see Daryl Hall. Now, Daryl Hall is getting close to 80, right? He's in his mid-70s. I'd like to see him perform. If it takes me 5 years to see him, I still want to see Daryl Hall just to say, hey... I did see one of Hall & Oates, right? So there are people out there that want to see these artists. They're doing, in my opinion, Brian, they're doing the fans a favor by still touring.
Hey, was he good? No, he sucked.
But I saw him. By the way, I should never question you on concerts, because you are absolutely right.
Is it 75?
Cheapest ticket is 76.
Okay. That's kind of what I figured for him, not as the Who in that space. Seems about right. I'm going to see Social D when they come here next month. They've been around for closing in on 50 years. 50 years.
Yeah.
Mike Ness, the singer, had throat cancer, and now he's back on stage. The show was supposed to take place last year. It canceled as he went through treatment. Great story for him to get back. I'm not saying good for him. They've been bad about half the times I've seen him for the last 20 years.
But you're still going.
Yes. And I'm going to get robbed. Maybe they'll be good. It's about 50-50 shot. I'm not saying good for him. I'm saying you should have hung it up. You're 10 times slower than you used to be.
Yeah, I mean, but I look at, you know, now he's not 80, but Phil Collins, when I saw him right before the pandemic.
Hang it up. When you do it from one of those rolling desk chairs that everybody had in their family room in the 90s.
But he still sounded amazing.
I don't care. You need to be able to stand.
And he was in his late 60s at the time.
Yeah, which is rough.
He sounded amazing. Like,
great.
I'm so glad I went and saw Phil Collins.
If I saw somebody in an office chair on stage, I'd just, no, you can't do it. It's like when we saw David Lee Roth and he's wearing a baseball hat. Some bands can wear baseball hats. It's part of their shtick. No, you can't wear a baseball hat on the stage.
But he doesn't have the hair anymore.
Yeah, well, too bad. Let it all fly like Hulk Hogan. He never had the hair. He didn't stop him from ripping off that bandana. You got a baseball hat on. No, that's not rock and roll. You look like a dad taking a kid out to a ball game.
But, okay, that's
Take
how
the
he
hat
looked.
Off.
That's how he looked. He still sounded good.
No, you know, because I couldn't even hear him over that baseball hat. It sounded ridiculous. Take this to another job. You have an 85-year-old school bus driver. Are you saying good for him, or are you going, eh,
no? No, that goes up there with the president. Yeah. I mean, no. I mean, I also think that when you hit a certain age, every 5 years, you should, I mean, maybe every age, you should renew your license every 5 years with a test. No, I'm not saying that about a school bus driver, but I am saying, and you see these stories all the time, the 90-year-old that's still working a part-time job at like McDonald's or something, good for them. Good for them. They're out there. They're still making money. If I get to 90, which is a big if, I'd probably still want something to do, some kind of structure in my life, if the mind's still working.
I never see a 90-year-old working behind the counter at a McDonald's and say, good for you. That doesn't seem like a good-for-you story.
The counter anymore. To me, that's a good-for-you story. Staying busy, staying active. That's how you get the mind working. You keep your mind, instead of just sitting around, you just want to hit a certain age and just sit around all day?
I never said I wanted to sit around all day. I just think, like, I would sooner say good for you, 90-year-old president, than good for you, 90 years old, and you're still stuck behind the deep fryer.
Maybe it's not still. Maybe they retired from their job at a certain age, and they're like, well, I can't do this anymore, but I want to still be out. I still want to socialize. I'm going to do this.
All right. Good for you.
The president is not a socializing job. There's a lot of...
I've seen him try and socialize. A clip making the rounds this morning.
Oh, jeez.
The good for you line. Where is it? That and more. B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South. And in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer with you on WBEN. A lot of people texting in throughout the break and everything like that. Roger Daltrey said the internet has ruined concerts. Somebody else said karaoke crowds ruin concerts. Everyone's singing every word to every song. Stupid. Here's my thing with the concerts.
They would hate to go to a concert with me.
Yeah. If you can hear the person next to you singing, it's not very good.
Oh, that's a good point.
I want to be. We went to Metallica together when they were at the arena, and I remember telling you on the floor, like, it's ridiculous that you can hear me talk right now. I expected the ears to be bleeding.
Yeah,
like you know, something like that. They should
that
be
was
louder.
A great show.
It was great. I just thought it would be louder. Maybe it was better than it wasn't louder. I don't know. There are people who can get it. You know, you mentioned Willie Nelson. He can get away with it. When he's 90, I mean, he still has his voice and he kind of does what he does, right? It hasn't changed that much.
Yeah, that's the old man tour, right? You got Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan.
Well, Bob
on the
Dylan,
same tour.
Brutal. I walked out of Bob Dylan when I saw him. He was terrible. People are mentioning Mick Jagger. And, like, yeah, I would like to see the Rolling Stones. I would love to see that. But I think he does just enough. I saw a video of him. I don't know when the performance was from. Must be recent. But he was. It couldn't have been that recent. Charlie was still on the drums, and that was what three years ago.
I'm gonna say right after the during the pandemic.
Yeah. So it had to be 2018 somewhere around there, and he was. So and the music was good.
Yeah.
Keith still plays. They got a great band.
Yeah. Nick is still having kids.
He's still dancing around.
Good for him.
Sound like
that
great.
Is good for him. Not the having kids. You know, maybe there's an age cut off there.
Yeah.
But
him, De Niro, you got to cut it out.
Al Pacino, but on stage moving around, that's a good for him. Because you're not going to see the Stones and it's just them standing there. They're still moving. Paul McCartney, he's 80. He's still performing.
He's good. That's not good for him. That's good for us.
Like,
good for
saying.
Us that we can still have him
but there are
doing
people,
what he's doing.
But there are people who say that about Barry Manilow, right? I know that's, you want to laugh at that, but there are people who are saying, hey, I get to see Barry, right? Wayne Newton has his.
Oh, trust me, I'm the same way. I just, you go to those, I'm not expecting it to be good. That's like a check it off the list, like, hey, I got to see this guy.
I saw Barry Manilow did an interview a few months ago, and they played a clip from his Vegas show, and he was singing Copacabana. Still sounded pretty good.
Yeah. It's like when I went to see the New York Dolls when they reunited in like the early 2000s, early mid-2000s. What is the 2000s, right? It was around 2008.
It is confusing, right?
Yeah, it is kind of confusing. Around 2008, and I saw it. It's like, it was okay. I got to say that I saw him. Not really, though.
Buster Poindexter?
Half dead, yeah. But I got to say that I saw a version of them.
Do they sing Ha Ha Ha?
So I guess, no.
Oh.
That would have... That he might have got an apple thrown at his head for doing that one. Joe, New York State education officials have announced changes to graduation requirements. Did you see this? And this is something we talked about a while ago when it was kicked around. Well, the approval happens now. One of those new requirements no longer has students take and pass Regents exams to receive a high school diploma. Mm. The State Education Department presenting its vision to implement recommendations of the New York State Blue Ribbon Commission on Graduation Measures, which are designed to bring greater equity within the state's education system. It's according to the Education Commissioner, Betty Rosa, who announced this on Monday. I don't think it's equity when you're just lowering the standards.
Exactly. It's like, hey, our test scores aren't that good. Let's get rid of the test.
That's what it kind of amounts to. There's a correlation between all of this. I just saw a survey recently that it was something ridiculous. I mean, so ridiculous to the point where I don't believe it. It's one of those polls that gets sent out where that can't be true. Where it's a new survey. This was in Business Insider. A resume template survey of about 1,400 people. So it's no small sample size. 26% said they brought a parent to a job interview. Mm. 37% said they had them come into the office. 26% said the parent physically sat in the room while the interview took place. 18% said the parent introduced themselves to the hiring manager. There's got to be a correlation here, right?
Yeah.
Between the high school walking everybody through and holding the hands to the parent at the job interview. I would love to hear from somebody who's done 803-0930 if you want to reach us by call or text throughout the morning, 803-0930. I would love to hear from somebody who's been a hiring manager on a job interview where you talk to somebody's mom or dad.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, like, what could possibly be rolling through your head?
You can't hire that person, right?
No! I would love to hear from a person who did hire somebody. What happened on day one?
I'd like to hear from the parent. When did you think this was a good idea? Like, you should be the parent and say, hey, you know, it's time to cut the umbilical cord. You know, you gotta do this one on your own.
It might not be that far off. In a recent survey of 800 managers, directors, and executives commissioned by the student life publication Intelligent last year, 1 in 5 employers said a candidate showed up to their interview with a parent.
It's embarrassing.
I don't even know, like, what... I can't even put myself in the frame of mind to, like, what that would be like, what the benefit would be, what at all anybody's thinking in that situation. Like, that is such a foreign concept to me. It's like those, like, Korean Kit Kat flavors. Now, how is this good to anybody?
Yeah.
Right? I don't understand how this ends up okay. Now, I saw these in a pitch to, you know, get somebody on the air who we're not going to have. I don't know. But the question, is it ever okay to bring your parent to a job interview? I thought there's a one-word answer. No.
No.
Right? Like, yeah. No. Like, N-O, no. Are you hiring the parent, too?
Right.
It's like the scene in Step Brothers. And that was, you remember the movie, it's Will Ferrell, it's John C. Reilly, and they go on their job interviews together as a team. And the whole idea of it is it's a comedy. And, you know, they're being goofy, they'll never be hired by anybody. They're tanking the job interviews by going in together. And that's not even as bad as bringing a parent. I mean, like, if you and I walked into a job interview together, like, to morally support each other, that would be bad. I still think it's better than if you walked in with a parent.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I just can't think of a situation. I mean, the only thing, Brian, is if, like, the person that you're interviewing says, hey, I know your parents, bring your parents along, which I don't know if I'd want that job.
What kind of job would possibly be doing that?
That's, again, it's been so long since I've had a job interview with, you know, someone I didn't know, right? From my memories of job interviews, you get in there, you want to take over the job interview, right? You want to show off your personality, you know, hey, you're quick on your feet. You know, that was always my goal, was to walk in there and just own the interview. I feel anyone else being there is just going to take away from what I'm trying to do.
Not defer to your parents?
No.
Hey, what do you think? What? Like, you're constantly looking over. Like, what are you doing as a parent in there if you're sitting in on the job interview?
Hey, he's got, you know, they've got great grades. Oh, he can't tell me that?
I'm assuming you don't say anything, right? You're just sitting there.
That's even more awkward. Why is your parent silently here in the back of the room while I'm interviewing you?
I don't know. I can't answer any of these questions. But it's apparently a big enough number. We're talking over 30%. Over a quarter of job interviewees are bringing parents.
But that's more on the parent, right? Like, to me, the parent's the one who should be the parent, the adult, and speak up.
100%.
Yeah, like if your child walks up to you and says, hey, can you come to this interview with me? If you say yes, you're the problem.
Yeah. And if you impose yourself and say, hey, why don't I come along with you?
Oh, my gosh.
Again, you're the problem.
And then what are you going to do afterwards? Go get a Happy Meal at McDonald's?
Yes.
I mean, geez.
The grimmest toy is this week. You're 100% right on that. Because just like the state education officials, I mean, kids don't want to take tests. If you ask the kids, right? No tests ever.
Yeah, of course. No tests. No tests,
no work,
yeah.
No anything. It would be perfect. But it's the education. It's the adult in the room who's making this decision to get rid of the exams. It's like what everybody always talks about, everyone gets a trophy. Well, the kids don't print their own trophies. Like, it was an adult who made that decision, yep, to hand everybody and do that kind of stuff. In this scenario, it's the adult's fault. And I don't care which way you put it,
yep,
of them either saying, yes, I'll come, or them not doing it at all. The extent to where I could see a parent being involved is they drive you, you're like, you know, a young kid, they drive you to the job interview.
Yeah, I guess that would work.
That's it. Drop you off. Maybe I'll wait in the parking lot. See you after. I wouldn't want to see one of my parents, though, after the job interview, much less during it.
Yeah.
But immediately after, you get out, and then you have to face even more questions. You just got done answering the questions. Now you're going to go hop in the car.
How'd it go?
With mom or dad. Yeah. Oh, how'd it go? They ask you, what did you say? Whoa, I just did the interview. What's this?
Yeah.
I don't need a post-interview interview. What's going on? I wouldn't want to do that at all. I cannot believe it.
If I remember correctly, I don't remember how I got the Buffalo News job, so I think that was probably just an interview at school. But my first job interview at the Jubilee, I walked to it. I walked to the interview. Didn't drive, didn't have my car yet.
Were you at the news editor?
Yeah, no, it was the paper boy.
Okay. I'm just trying to put myself, you said news job, it could be anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. When I was the paper boy, which I don't even think they have anymore, at the Buffalo News.
I remember that you would fill out a card.
At the school, right?
At school or a day camp or wherever.
Yeah.
And then, they'd have your information. And then I just remember them hounding me hey, you sure you don't want to do this?
I loved it. I loved that job. I did that's when the Buffalo News had two, the morning and the evening. And I delivered the evening during the week and the morning on the weekends. Oh, I love that job. The tips were great. Every time you would go collect your bill. Oh, my gosh.
Should have known. I should have got it. I don't think anyone around me. I never saw any papers anywhere around me.
I mean, I can't imagine it's a job now because I had just a part of the neighborhood, right? You would go down. I had three streets, Brian. Three streets and not the full street. And it seemed like every other house. Like, I just can't imagine that's the case today. But I don't remember that interview. I remember my interview at Jubilee. The office was in the back of the stockroom. I don't know if you've ever seen these offices. You know, you go through the stock of the store and everything, and then there's just this office randomly in the back. That was my first interview, and I walked there. I got Reese's sticks, and I walked home.
Yeah,
I was hired on the spot.
Whoa!
No mom or dad, hired on the spot.
The first time I tried to work at McDonald's, I didn't. What do you? I walked or rode my bike across through the woods, through the parking lot, over to the place, did the interview. Did not get the job.
Wow. And you went back to the same McDonald's?
Went back to the same place. And they wanted me back.
That's so good. Yeah.
No, they said, oh, you're back again? All right, I guess. Julie in Orchard Park. Julie, you're on WBEN.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to mention, I do a lot of interviewing for entry-level jobs. And some of the people coming in with their parents or life coaches maybe on the autism spectrum or have special needs. So they need somebody there just to make sure, you know, they're giving the right answers, etc. But, you know, they can get the job and do the job fine, but sometimes that's what happens. They come in with a life coach or a parent.
I'm taking this, Julie. I'm taking these surveys and everything that are being thrown around to mean that it's not that they're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because that would be understandable.
Right, like that is understandable. And Julie, thank you for the call. That is understandable, and it's also been the case for forever.
Right.
It's just recently, and I mean recently, like within the past like 2 years, that you're seeing these surveys where 1 in every 5, 1 in every 4 are having a parent come with them to a job interview.
Yeah, no, what Julie's talking about is it's completely understandable.
You know, when this new phenomenon started was Zoom.
Yes.
When everything was remote, it was, you first heard about this 2020, 2021.
When you were interviewing from mom and dad's kitchen.
Yes, and then they'd be in the background or maybe on the other side of the computer, like giving you the hand signals, like they're the third base coach, you know, like, no, no, hey, do this, that.
Tell them about your AP classes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did.
Does that ever impress anybody? Like, I know you get to I remember those first job interviews and, you know, what are you supposed to, if you have no experience, like, what are you supposed to talk about?
Student government.
Yeah, like, there's really nothing. But if I'm, you know, hiring, I'm just, okay, yeah, you go to school. So does everybody else.
Yeah, right. My for Jubilee was, well, I always go grocery shopping with my parents, so I know the grocery store. Even though they didn't shop at Jubilee, you know, I know the grocery store.
Not enough people did.
No, not enough people did.
And there it went. But like, I don't know. That's just, maybe I'm being too harsh first time. Like,
no, I mean, I wouldn't know because I never took honors or AP classes, Brian. So if you have that, maybe that's something to mention.
I wouldn't care.
You know, for me, I did mention student government. I'm on the student government.
I would want, like, what is and isn't allowed in a job interview?
All depends on where in your career you are when you're on this interview.
You know, I'm just like, some of these entry level, can just show me that you can do it. Like, that would be the interview. Like, can I tell you 5 things in a row and have you follow that order of operation if you can?
Right.
Here you go.
Do the WBEN interview. Train. And I mean, how many times have we seen someone there that I've never seen again? There's the interview. You didn't make it. You didn't come back after a week of training.
But like, that's, how much are you supposed to know from an interview? You know, especially these entry-level jobs or first job or something like that. You can't really tell that much from it. You know, seems like a nice guy. Well, you have no idea how they'll be. Stick them in the back for 5 minutes under direct supervision. We'll see how you do.
Yeah, you got a pallet jack?
Seems like I can teach you. All right, you know, here, we'll get on. We'll give you a trial run. You got it? All right, down. You're good. You start tomorrow.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it's going to work out. We'll give you a call. Never comes.
With this generation that brings their parents, I have a feeling, especially like a job that's, you know, physical labor, I think after a week or two of training, you probably have enough people just not show back up that does the job for you.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You know what I mean? Especially now.
Just leave. Just say.
Yeah.
I left my McDonald's job the day Ronald was at the store. It was a big day for the store.
You weren't Ronald?
No. Oh. No, there's only one Ronald.
I did not know
for
that.
Like the region.
Okay.
And keep it special. Drove a nice car in this clown shoes. Came in. Said, hey, got an autograph. I'm quitting, by the way. It's like, oh, you don't take care of that stuff? And I went and told my actual manager. Thought he was the big boss.
What was the last thing you had at McDonald's as an employee?
Like food? Oh, I only ever got one thing. Milkshake.
Okay.
Humongous milkshake.
Great. Real milkshake, because, you know, in the movie they talk about the time that they had the stuff that you put in water and make that a milkshake.
Yeah, I don't think any of it's real.
Okay.
No, whatever they're serving up, that's what I had. We got David coming up. He's serving up something good for you next after the news with Lucas.
Brian's all alone tomorrow. I'll be back on Thursday.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow on WBEM.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.